no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Somebody sent me something the other day, and I totally get it. I understand. They sent me an email. It was quite long. And I had made a comment the other day that each of us has a loving God that is looking out for us. And this woman emailed and said, I'm 79 years old. I've heard ministers say stuff like that, nonsense, I would imagine would be another word for it, my whole life. If people are sick and dying and we have all these problems, how is that true? How is it that we have an individual loving God who is looking out for us? Okay, here is my best answer to this, and I'm going to be using spiritual and possibly even religious terms. So I invite you to set your own judgments aside and just have curiosity, as we talked about yesterday, as to why I might feel this way. All right, so I've gone through all kinds of religion. I grew up Presbyterian. God was this distant, angry figure in the sky. I grew up Southern Presbyterian, Columbia, South Carolina. Then later, because of a girl I was in love with, I became a Baptist and was even baptized as a Baptist. Now, after being a Baptist for a while, I finally decided I was an atheist because I didn't really like that particular, nothing against you and your particular faith, but it did not work for me. Over the years, I came back to God, very much so. I've left religion. I've had a few surgeries, knee surgery, shoulder surgery, and used to always get them done at the North Kansas City Hospital when I lived in Kansas City. Right down the street from me was the hospital. And I would always go to that hospital. And whenever you check in, they want to know what your clergy preference is. And there's over 20. And I said, is there a check mark for all of the above? And she said, no. And I said, because they're spiritual, not religious, et cetera. And I said, I'm all of the above. You know, I see the beauty and the majesty in Judaism, Hinduism, Islam, Christianity. To me, I very much see God as a buffet that I take kind of what works for me. Here's the thing, though. We confuse God with Santa Claus, okay? Santa Claus is who we say, gimme, 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 gimme. And we expect to get at least a portion of that, especially as children, because what we're doing is we're talking about it and then it ultimately shows up, some or all of it. God, we tend to have almost nothing to do with until there's a problem. There's a wonderful joke told by Justin Wilson, the comedian, the Cajun comedian from New Orleans. And what he would say is this joke about a young boy who grew up healthy, seemed everything was fine, but he never spoke, never once uttered a single word until he was 8 years old and sitting at the table. And his mother hands him some toast and he looks at his mom and he goes, Mom, this toast is burned like the devil. And his mother just flips out and says, oh my gosh, you can talk? How come you've never spoken before? And he said, up till now, everything's been okay. Well, that's our approach with God. We really don't even involve God in our lives or our processes for the most part. Most of us, most people who say they are religious, never pray. They never sit, oh, I'm praying when I'm walking outside. No, you're not. You're thinking about work. You're thinking about your family. You're thinking about a movie you saw yesterday. You may be in a more relaxed state, but you are not speaking. You are not praying. Praying is communicating with God. The reason I find communicating with God and praying to be a healthy process is it doesn't change God. The old saying is that praying doesn't change God. It changes us. And when we are changed, we can change anything. So as we look at the problems in our world, it's so easy to make God the scapegoat. That's what most people do. Someone once gave me something because I grew up literally believing there was a devil who was constantly trying to get me and drag me down to hell. I don't believe that anymore. Someone gave me a little plaque that said the devil was invented so human beings would have someone other than themselves to blame. And then she said something, which blew my mind, by the way. And then she said, I wonder if that's true of God as well. And I think our idea of God is often a scapegoat and someone as a last resort. God is the person, the last person at the bar, and you want to go home with somebody. You've tried everybody else, so you go and talk to God. We pray only we're in the point of a crisis rather than praying to stay attuned to the highest power in the universe. Now, what is God? God is the magic in our world. I've told you some pretty amazing stories in my life of times I've visualized things and had them happen in frighteningly quick ways and how wonderful they are. That to me is God. God also whispers to me. Remember, God is always that still small voice in your head. The ego speaks first and the ego speaks loudest. Let me say that again. In every case, your ego will speak first and your ego will speak loudest. God is that still small voice that is guiding you and leading you, often in directions you don't want to go, but they're more direct to what it is you want to be, have, and do than you can realize if you will just have the courage to follow that still small voice. So to bring this all around one more time, to bring this full circle, God is not religion. People get together and they bind together, and we could talk all about religion. I've done lots of reading and writing about religion, how it came about, the reason people go to church on Sundays. One of the reasons was to make sure everybody was alive. It was like a head count back centuries ago. Then it became a way of comparing clothing, as George Carlin said. Going to church was a way of comparing clothing. The thing is that there is magic, love, etc., attempting to guide the human race, but most of us individually never plug in. Even the religious people, and I'll say this again, having been a church minister for almost 25 years in various capacities, most people never pray outside of church. However, the happy, blessed people tend to have this running dialogue going on with their highest self. To me, that's God. So the challenges in the world, God didn't do them. We did them in most cases. Now, I know there's always the X factor, and we've talked about that before. The coronavirus is a great example of the X factor. However, had we been more prepared, because pandemics have always happened, it would have very likely have been less of a challenge than it is now, had we been prepared. And hopefully going forward, we'll be prepared from this. But if we're not, it's not God, it's us. We were not adequately prepared for this, even though we have had 6 pandemics in the last 20 years. I'm not sure if that's correct. Or 6 major outbreaks. I'm talking SARS, bird flu, etc. So my inspiration, my guidance for you today is stop putting it off on God like God is Santa Claus and take action yourself. As the Quakers say, always put feet beneath your prayers or your prayers are worthless. Let me say that again. Put feet beneath your prayers or your prayers are worthless. Real quick, let me check here. Ariswan talking about her joining. Vladislav says, hello, Will. I'm so happy to attend your sessions. Grateful. Vladislav, I am so honored to have you here. Thank you very much. Trish, one of my complaint-free life friends, says, good morning, Will. I'm sorry I'm late. We'll listen to you from the beginning. That's cool. Victoria says, hello from sunny UK. Glad to hear that. Cynthia says, curiosity is a key to understand most uncertain things. That is absolutely the truth. There's an old saying, the mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. And unfortunately, most people have closed minds. This is a perfect time to take it, Michelle says. Great. Would love to take your meditation class, but can't at this time. Once the world gets back into some kind of normalcy, it's not in my budget right now. You know what? I get it. And I'm going to say this again. Let me use myself. I recently had the opportunity to hire somebody who was a marketing expert on online marketing programs and things like My Complaint-Free Meditation, Complaint-Free Life. And this guy's expensive, okay? He's $100,000. Well, I convinced him that, you know, I was not available to write him a check for $100,000, but I told him what we could do, and it was still very, very, very expensive. But I even thought, I can't even do that. It's just too expensive, especially. You know what he convinced me of? He says, it's never the money. It's always fear. It's always uncertainty. You are appropriating the money for other things. And he was right. And I am so glad I hired this guy. So I bless you and I honor you. And anyone who says they can't afford it, I would say, let's take a look at your other expenses, et cetera. And I get it. And I don't mean to make anyone feel bad. I would encourage you, just choose to or not to. However, in this group, if you're going to say, I can't afford it, I'm going to say, if you had to, you could. And it's free right now anyway. You get 30 days free. So it's costing you absolutely nothing. Sign up, see if you get some benefit from it. And who knows, maybe in 30 days when you do need to pay, you'll be in a different place. And if you're not, drop out. But I guarantee if you do it, you're not going to. Anyway, good morning, says Sherry, says take action, no excuses, says Cynthia. Love it. Love that you are so straightforward. Thank you, Cynthia. I'm glad that you understand. You know, I feel like I've kicked that dog around the block. So anyway, it's time for me to ring off because I've got to check and see for those of you who have joined the Complaint-Free Meditation Program, admit you to the group, and in 5 minutes, I'll be live leading a 20-minute meditation to help you control your anxiety. So again, costs you nothing. Sign up, see if you benefit from it. But understand, if you don't have any skin in the game, you're not going to participate. So listen, everybody, thank you so much. And remember, God is present in all situations. That is my feeling. I have, as I've told you, a plaque in my living room that says, vocatus atque, non vocatus deus adorit, which means bidden or unbidden, God is always present. The challenge is we need to build the relationship. I saw a thing in front of a church. I'm going to leave you with this. I thought it was wonderful. It said, as if you're feeling distance from If you're feeling distant from God, guess which, let me try this again because I want to say it right. If you are feeling distant from God, guess which one of you moved. So if you're feeling distant, it's time to move back. How do you do that? Just start talking and listening, and you'll be amazed at how close you feel to your highest self. Thank you. Have a super day, says Maria. At least take action to plan for the money, says Patty. There you go. Listen, everybody, bless you so much. Thank you for being with me. Complaint-free meditation starts in 3 minutes. I'll be ready. Hope you'll join me. And I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow for tomorrow's Jumpstart, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing.